Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro. Good morning, sir. How are you? Good to talk to you, man. What's up?
Good morning. I'm well. I hope you are, too. Very important 4th of July Independence weekend, so getting ready, and don't forget to be safe.
Exactly right. I saw your town hall at Bowdoin Park the other day, and you mentioned a pretty cool little book. It's called Our Darkest Hours, which you were part of. And it has to do with the whole COVID thing. Tell me about that, where we can get it.
It is. So the New York State County Executives Association and the National Association of Counties commissioned this sort of chronicle of county leadership during the time of COVID, if you will. And it really reflects on both what we identify as successes and even missteps, acknowledging for current county leaders or public officials and future leaders, you know, what we experienced. And we hope as a chronicle could provide folks some insight and some help for the next crisis. Each of the county executives has a chapter. I was very honored to be a part of it. I talked a little bit about both my you know, professional experience, but also my personal experience over the 20 months. Every dollar raised is being donated to New York Feeds. This is the food banks of New York State. No one's going home with anything. Every dollar, dime, and penny that happens to come in from sales will go to help feed New Yorkers through food banks across the state. You'll be able to find it in local bookstores. There actually are a number that will be distributing it, and also secondarily on Amazon. So it's Our Darkest Hours, written by the executive director of the Association of Counties, and each of us was able to submit a little bit of our own experience.
And it's available now, correct?
It is, yes. Okay. Our Darkest Hours. If you Google it, you'll find it. And as I said, there will be local bookstores throughout the state that have them. I can't say every shelf has every one, but there are a number of local ones who will be, you know, selling them. And again, every dollar raised will go to food banks across the state of New York.
That is fantastic. Good job. Now, speaking of that, the light at the end of the tunnel is getting brighter every day, and that's fantastic news. We're open again. But I just have one question. I hate to be dwelling on this, but there is that pesky little Delta variant. What's happening with that?
Well, it is a more aggressive variant, and, you know, it's somewhat to be expected. The virus is, you know, evolving to stay alive, if you will, and as more people become vaccinated, the quicker we put this thing to bed, or to rest anyway. But the Delta variant, there is was an identified case in Ulster County. We should assume that it's in and around us. We've always said this. If someone in a neighboring community has gotten sick, it's likely that same illness, in this case the Delta variant, is here as well. We just encourage people to choose to be vaccinated. We know the vaccines are working. We've seen the drastic reduction in transmission. And then just be safe. If you're not feeling well, still, you know, this is still, it's always good to stay in and not necessarily spread a virus or a cold or anything else. So so just be aware of it, be sensitive to it, and make smart choices. You watched, Bob, the town hall. That is the final, we hope, of our COVID town hall forum. 74 of them. We've held over the course of the last 20 months, sometimes several times a week. It's truly been an honor to communicate with residents, but most importantly, to be able to answer their questions. And I hope that people have found those town hall forums to be useful. I think there's only been a few occasions where I've gone off the reservation or maybe you know, said one or two things that I probably regret saying, although it's such a blur, I don't know what those are. But I hope it was useful and helpful to folks. And I said this the other day, we've held 185 town hall forums since I've been since being elected county executive in 2011.
Well, that's true, but I like it when you go off the reservation because it makes you human. You know what I mean? I think that is so cool. But going off the reservation, I don't mean like, whoa, I can't believe he said that. But, you know, it's very cool. That's what I like most about it. And, of course, the information. Now, the fireworks tomorrow night, I'll let you go. I know you're super busy today. But we do have a fireworks tomorrow night at Dutchess Stadium, right?
We do. So the Renegades are hosting a movie on the big screen out in the outfield. You'll be able to set up shop and enjoy that. I think it's National Treasure. And a fireworks display. Great patriotic Independence Day celebration or Independence Eve celebration at Dutchess Stadium. And then I'd encourage you to go online and look for local firework displays across the county. Towns throughout Dutchess are hosting their own. We're back to something that resembles normal. The weather doesn't look like it's going to cooperate all that well, but I'm sure a number will be able to fit them in, and we just encourage people to enjoy. I will say this. Remember, ground-level fireworks are permitted in the state of New York, so you'll see them out and about. If you're taking advantage of those things, just be safe. There actually are instructions and some good guidance, you know, setting them off a distance from folks, making sure you have a water supply should you have to, you know, put them out. And, of course, just be safe with them and be respectful of your neighbors. But we encourage people to enjoy Independence Day. It is the birth of the American experiment and a reminder that every day we are given the opportunity to create a more perfect union.
Indeed. Okay, so there it is. It's DutchessNY.gov. Any questions on any happenings and fireworks? I know there's something on the 10th in Wappingers Falls tomorrow, of course, at Dutchess Stadium and so on and so forth. Well, indeed, a pleasure it has been. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, thanks for your time, man. Appreciate the heck out of that.
Hey, as always, Bob, be safe, and we'll talk again soon.
You got it, man.